Welcome to the Transcend Your Health Podcast. I'm your health coach, Erin Avery, and I want to help you find the beauty and balance you desire with food and in your body. Are you ready to go beyond and rise above the limits of negative self-talk, doubt, and fear? Then grab your notebook, get a pen, and let's get started. Hello, 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 everyone. How are you doing? I hope everyone is having a fantastic day this Monday morning. I also hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I am super pumped. My program, the video program that I have, Binge to Balance, has been released. It's thriving. It's doing good. So I'm super excited. And if you are someone that is struggling with binge eating, body confidence, emotional eating, and are trying to find a way, you're ready to find a way to actually end this struggle, you need to sign up for the Binge to Balance training video series. It is 37 or 38. It's a lot of videos that I have put together, giving you all the step-by-steps that I have taken in order to become binge-free for the past 5 years. And the same guidance that I give my clients when it comes to overeating. So if you are interested in that, you can go ahead and go to my website and check it out, erinaveryfitness.com, and it will be right there, Binge to Balance. So one of the things that I talk about, not necessarily in Binge to Balance, but with my one-on-one clients in the Binge to Balance one-on-one coaching, is moral licensing. This is something that is, it's psychological. It's a psychological bargaining. And we do this to ourselves when we do something bad after doing something good. So what is moral licensing? So again, it's when we do something bad after we do something good for like a long period of time. And it's typically done to preserve our self-image. So we all have a moral compass, right? For most of us, I say most of us, our compass is intact. So if we do something wrong, that means that it goes against our morals or our beliefs. And when we do that bad thing or wrong thing, we tend to feel bad, guilty, or shameful. And then we make promises to never do it again. So that's basically what having morals is. However, when we tend to get into a bad habit of doing more bad because of all the good, that's when moral licensing comes into play. So let me put this into like terms that you can kind of follow and understand in your everyday life. So when it comes to health and fitness, okay, how this applies. If this sounds familiar, raise your hand, even though I can't see it, but nod your head, agree, do what you got to do. All right. So if this sounds familiar, after a hard day, I deserve or I have earned a nice glass of wine. It's okay to have the wine because I had a stressful day. Or, you know what? I've been losing weight pretty cool on this diet, right? It's going down pretty well, no issues. So it's okay for me to cut a few corners this week. Or I've been so diligent about setting weekly goals, reading, doing all my self personal development. I deserve to just take the day off from doing it. And I'll do this one because it just came to my mind about Girl Scout cookies. Maybe you haven't had Girl Scout cookies in years. So you probably think, it's okay. I should be able to have some now. These are forms of moral licensing, okay? And it's a real thing. Like, it's been studied for very different behavioral outcomes. And we do this because we tend to feel like we are very confident in our abilities to get back to our norm, okay? So we become overconfident based off of our past consistent behaviors. So while there's nothing inherently wrong with rewarding yourself for a good behavior, moral licensing can actually sabotage your success if it's done frequently. And here's the the trouble that we run into, and this is, I've done it, my clients have done it, right? So we have that inherent belief that, you know, I've been good all week with my food and nutrition. I've hit my macros. You know what? Actually, I'm under. I'm going to eat this whole piece of cake, right? And we say that we can do this because tomorrow, no big deal, I'll just get back on track, right? That whole phenomenon of I can just do it. Here's the problem, especially if you are an overeater, an emotional eater, an impulsive eater, okay? So you are doing really well. You have this, you know, you've had that, the boundaries of, you know, eating everything in moderation, you know, you don't off limit foods and you don't go over foods, but you've been so good doing it, you know, for all week. And you've even claimed that, you know, you've under eaten and that you should probably eat this whole cake. So what happens is that your brain literally is like, oh, so this is the new normal for us. We can do so good and stay consistent for so long. And then there's just going to be that one day where you decide it's okay, right? So maybe you've been super good and all that stuff for 21 days. And on day 22, you decide, you know what? I can have this whole cake. Your brain says, this is really good. Like, this cake is amazing. Why don't we do this more often? So instead of 21 days of, you know, being on point, let's only do it for like 14 days. And then let's eat a whole cake, not just one day, but let's do it 2 days just to see, right? And that's what happens. So you are like in agreement with it. You're like, you know what? This is cool. I can do this after 14 days and then eat a whole cake 2 days in a row, right? Because you're overconfident with yourself of the fact that you can just get back on track. But the problem is that when you have not done this for so long and then you bring it back into your life, you overdo it, you begin to like that, right? And again, not your fault. And if you take the bench the balance programming, you'll understand that this is your lower brain doing the work, but you're jumping on board with what it has to do, what it has to say. So when you frequently sabotage yourself by giving in to this moral licensing, you're doing more harm than good, and you just end up backtracking your goals, and then you're going back into the square one of, you know what, I'm going to stop doing this, I'll start over, put in whatever date you decide, right? So again, there's nothing inherently wrong with rewarding your behavior with a food, with a drink, or anything like that, but just know that moral licensing will show up and it will actually sabotage your success. So fortunately, I am here for you and I'm going to tell you how you can recognize when you are indulging in moral licensing and how to avoid it. So one way to recognize this is if you've ever debated with yourself over whether or not you should or shouldn't exercise or eat something, okay? When we do the, should I go to the gym today? Maybe I shouldn't. I went yesterday. I'll go tomorrow. Should I have this cake? Shouldn't I? I don't know. Okay. When you're doing that, there is an element of morality that's being implied in the question. You're actually giving it thought. And typically when we're overthinking and we do the should or shouldn't, it's usually that we should not do this, right? Our morals are kicking in. We have these beliefs and we feel like, okay, this is probably a bad thing, but how can I justify it, right? So shouldn't I go to the gym today? Well, you know what? I can take the day off because yesterday I jogged and tomorrow I plan on doing, you know, A, B, C, and D as a workout. So you know what? I can take the day off, right? That is moral licensing. That is a sign, okay? So if you decide not to, right, if you're debating the should or shouldn't and you decide not to, that's great, right? You're probably sticking to your goals. You're sticking to your beliefs. You're staying true to your morals. But again, like I said, sometimes you might think, okay, I won't go today, but I'll do it tomorrow, or I won't eat this today, and or I'll eat this today, and then I'll just try to stay good and be within my macros or whatever for the whole week, right? So be careful of that, because when you are starting to debate, that means you are stepping, you're dipping your toe into moral licensing, okay? Another way that is a sign that you are moral licensing is if you are categorizing things as good or bad, okay? So when we have things that are good or bad, right, we tend to, those labels tend to make us go towards the bad, really, because that's what our brains like to do, unless it's like actually immoral behavior, right? We tend to go to the bad because the bad seems rebellious, right? It's like the bad boy. You know, you have this good man, but yet you tend to go towards the bad boy because it seems more fun. It seems, you know, dark and just like, ugh, you know, you want to get a taste of it. So when we label things as good or bad, we're more likely to be drawn to it. So again, if it's good versus bad, we tend to say, well, we were good for this amount of time, right? I was good for 5 months. So now I can be bad, right? I deserve to eat the cookies, not work out for a week, drink all the wine, whatever the situation is. Again, balance, even though I don't believe in true balance, but having balance is fine. But when your bad days become more and more because of your overconfidence, that's just going to put you off track. It's going to derail your progress. It's going to derail your progress in your weight loss. It's going to set you back into binge eating behavior. And that's what we don't want to do. Okay. So how do you prevent this from happening? And the way you do this is by removing the labels. And this takes time and it takes practice, but practice makes permanent. So remove the labels. Instead of framing your dieting behaviors in terms of morality of good or bad, instead, look at it as just being a commitment to your goals, right? Because if you look at things as good or bad, you are setting yourself up to fail because your brain is always looking for an excuse, okay? I talk about that in Binge to Balance as well. Your brain is always looking for an excuse to allow you to be in quote unquote balance with your self-image. I talked about self-image earlier, and that's why we do moral licensing, because here's the thing. Sometimes we are, you know, doing our thing, we're sticking to our plan, we have our, you know, our committed days to, you know, our, maybe we decide like we're going to just like have an untracked meal, or we decide that we are going to have cookies on Thursday. Like that's our day. And we've been sticking to this. It's been working. It's been helping. We don't binge eat. We're on plan of losing weight, whatever the situation may be. Right. But then you go out with friends, and let's say it's Saturday, but your big day to like have an untracked meal is going to be on Sunday with your husband or your family. And that's the day that you have created for yourself that week to have this meal. But you go out with your friends and you start to grab, you know, foods that are going to, one, fill you, satisfy you, and that you're actually happy with. But then one of your friends start to say things like, oh, she can't eat that, or, oh, you're too good for that. You know, whatever friends say to make you feel bad about eating healthy and taking care of your body, basically trying to make you feel bad. So, right, your self-image comes into play. And so you start to say, oh, I have balance. I can eat whatever I want, right? But as you're grabbing the pizza or whatever in your head, you're thinking, oh my God, I should not be doing this, right? That's your moral licensing. And then you start to say, I should not be eating this, but you know what? I don't want my friends to say anything. And you just start making the excuse to balance out your self-image ledger. Okay. So instead of thinking good or bad, think about your behavior in the context of your goals and the outcomes you want. Okay. The other way of removing labels is to not think about your behavior in terms of things that you should or shouldn't do, okay? This one's a huge one because your subconscious mind resists being told what to do, and it uses it to justify the opposite behavior. You know this from your entire life, right? Someone tells you you can't do something, you say, oh, shut the fuck up, I can, right? It's the same thing with food. Once you start doing I should or shouldn't, your brain is going to say, you know what, girl, you can. So don't say you shouldn't, right? It's going to resist being told what it can't do, and it's going to do the exact opposite. Unless you are 100% mindful and aware of the choices that you are going to make. And oftentimes we are not, especially when it's in the heat of the moment of social gatherings or we're heightened with emotions. We really don't dig, we don't really start to step ourselves into a more powerful stance of mindfulness or awareness. So just removing the labels of good or bad or should and shouldn't, that will alleviate a lot of the problems, at least 90% of the time. Okay. So instead of the labels, frame your behaviors in terms of keeping a commitment to your goal. When you do this, you're more likely to be motivated to continue the same kind of behavior because it's in alignment with your values and it supports your self-image. It supports your goals. It supports your outcomes that you truly want. So for example, let's just say you pass on pizza and opt for like chicken and salad. Don't think of that as you were being good and resisting pizza, but rather you are sticking to your nutrition commitment that is in alignment with your weight loss goals, okay? Don't think just because I didn't eat the cookies, you know, today that you were resisting the cookies and so now you deserve to have them another day. Again, you didn't eat the cookies because you have a commitment to yourself to reach this goal. You have committed to yourself to not give in to your urges and cravings so that you can stop, so that you will no longer binge eat and you have the food freedom, right? That's what this is all about, because moral licensing, it's more like that friend that can tempt you to do bad things. That's what moral licensing is. It's that bad friend that's like, come on, girl, smoke weed, do crack with me, right? Please, if you have that friend, get rid of them. But that's what moral licensing is. It's tempting you to do the things that you know you don't want to do. It's that urge. It's that craving. If you're a binge eater, right? That's what moral licensing is. It's that urge creeping up saying, oh, but you know, just this one last time. And we do the one last time, but one last time just keeps going because we are not coming back to our true alignment with ourselves and with our goals. So I want you to think about that. Think about that throughout your day. How are you morally licensing yourself to get away with things? How overconfident are you feeling about your behaviors that you are and the skills that you're doing to either lose weight or to stay binge free? Think about how this happens into your life. And then also when you see this happen, when you see this show up, be very mindful. Okay, because moral licensing can just, it takes twists and turns. It does. Even though you may pass on the pizza and you're like, okay, the reason why I passed on this is because I am being committed to my goals, right? In that day, that's what it was. But watch out, because 3 days from now, right, when pizza or burgers or something delicious comes into your personal space, right, when you're around it, moral licensing can show up again and say, but remember, 3 days ago, you passed on that pizza. That's when you have to become aware of this is what's happening. And you say, no, I didn't pass or resist on pizza. I didn't eat the pizza because I've committed to my goals. And I'm not going to eat the pizza today because I'm still committed to my goals. And you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going out with my husband and I plan to eat whatever I want. Okay? Right? That's what you have to be aware of. First of all, removing the labels, staying committed to your goals, but understanding that just because you are committed to your goals on Monday and you have another opportunity on a Thursday, don't let moral licensing come into play and say, but remember Monday, you have to stay committed every single time. That's it for today, you guys. As always, if you have any type of questions or comments about anything that I talk about, you can always email me at erinaverifitness@gmail.com. Please share this podcast episode on your social media and tag me at erinaverifitness on Instagram. Use the hashtag #BingeTheBalance so I can find you, shout you out. And yeah, that's it. I will be back to talk with you guys next week. Have a good one. I love you. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast where my goal is to empower you to believe that you can absolutely change any habit you want to live the lifestyle you deserve. If this episode resonated with you, please share it on your social media and give me a tag at Erin Avery Fitness. I would love to respond to you and share your share with the world because it is my purpose to help as many people as I possibly can change their life for the better. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.